The homily for Palm Sunday is traditionally brief to allow the Passion narrative to speak for itself. So I'll focus simply on one point, and that is, you know, if you or I had been the only person on the face of the earth that needed redemption, Jesus would have underwent the Passion for us, for you or for me, because that's who God is. God is infinite goodness. He would not have hesitated one moment to undergo his Passion for just one of us. And because of that, you know, today's gospel is not simply a historical event. You know, today's gospel is something very personal for each one of us. Because our Lord, being God and having a divine intellect, you know, from the cross, could see every single person that would ever be created. You know, he saw us. He saw us sitting in the church today. He knew every sin that we would ever commit, and he carried those to the cross with him. He knew the goodness that he created us for. And so there's no room on our part for simply a lukewarm response or just an intellectual faith. You know, the Lord's Passion demands a change in us where we orient our will towards him. And so as we heard at the beginning of Mass today, Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, I encourage each one of us to allow Christ to enter triumphantly into our own hearts, and that each one of us here will accept him with faith as our Lord, and that we allow our Lord to subdue anything within us that's opposed to his will and opposed to his goodness and his glory, so that we can live for him with loyalty and with devotion. And it's my hope that every person here in the church today comes to the point where we welcome Jesus Christ with rejoicing and honor him not just with palm branches, but with our souls. Because the prize that our Lord came seeking wasn't simply palm branches. The prize that he came seeking was the life of our souls.